Morning, all. Actually, I feel happy that Gail and Cindy made it easy for me to initiate my discussion, because what you just presented is similar to what we are doing in another completely different context. My presentation today is about community health worker in a context where there is a lot of war and conflict. And working with community health workers can be something really major to initiate change. Just to outline what I'm going to be discussing, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about our project and what I intend to present within a context we live in, and our approach to what we are doing to achieve best practices as a means of social justice with community health workers. The Palestinian Health Sector Reform and Development Project is a project of 5 years funded by the USAID, or United States Agency for International Development, and carried out by Chemonix International. We work in close collaboration with the Ministry of Health. The strength of this project is we collaborate directly with the policymakers. Of course, we also work with selected non-governmental organizations, what we call NGOs, in 3 major areas. First, we support health sector reform and management. We work on strengthening the clinical and community-based health and support procurement of health commodities and humanitarian assistance, whether it's medicines or needed materials. Of course, as I said, it's a 5-year project. We started in 2008. We completed 2 years already, and we're in our third. Our strategy in reform emphasizes the need for an integrated multisectoral approach, where even though we concentrate on the communities to initiate this reform, but we cannot forget that we have to work in a holistic approach. We start from the community, but we work with the clinics, hospitals, and even the directorates of health. We cannot forget that multisectoral approach involves not only the ministry. We work with NGOs who are also service providers. We try to emphasize the need to involve academic institutions and universities for evidence-based research, updated information. We work with the private sector. We try to engage it in order to try to find funds and allow for community sustainability and empowerment so they can take their social responsibility in developing their own context. And most importantly, since Palestine receives tons of aid, so we can survive, we are donor-driven, and we need to engage our donor community to assure that our approach is well accepted and we work within the same context together. Since we are working with the Ministry of Health, the Palestinian Ministry of Health, whose vision is to work in an integrated health system that promotes sustainability for the health status of Palestinians and address key issues and determinants of health in the Palestinian context. This shows us that we need to emphasize and support them in assuring 3 areas. Access to health facilities, we need to make sure that the community is aware that certain services are available. We need to assure that citizens do participate and oversee the services that are provided. We also want to feel that the community has a sense of ownership and responsibility towards the services they are about to receive. This is not an easy task, taking into account the situation we live in. Before I go into the context exactly, my presentation will emphasize that within this framework, there is a crucial role for community health workers to be strengthened and empowered. And we need to develop a unified and standardized community health work role. You're still starting in certification. We're advocating to initiate the process. Of course, this intervention is crucial for us if we are talking about a holistic approach in primary health care. Our overall is also by using the community health worker, we need to improve access to healthcare in the context of conflict and political instability. And what I mean by context is, for those of you who do not know where Palestine is, it's the country that's always on international news, surrounded by the Mediterranean, Jordan, Lebanon from the north, and Egypt from the south. The country, or semi-country, is within the borders. You see, this is the West Bank. And this is the Gaza Strip. The West Bank is divided into 12 districts. Gaza is divided into 5 districts. And the total population is almost 4 million. 2.5 are in the West Bank and 1.5 in Gaza. isolation of communities, here it might sound that it's only just borders of districts, but actually, if we look forward, this is how the West Bank looks like, surrounded by a wall, tons of checkpoints and settlements, and closures, which tells you that accessibility to health services is not something as easy as you might think. Isolation is a big problem. We're very small in size as a country, yet accessibility might be a major obstacle for accessibility to healthcare. Further, with the political and ongoing conflict and instability, there are several economic hardships which make it very hard for people to access healthcare. And high poverty, high unemployment, and everything that relates to bad health at the end. Further, the Ministry of Health or the health services in Palestine are fragmented. Why they are fragmented? We have four service providers. It's not only a Department of Health. We have the ministry, we have NGOs, we have the UNRWA, who supports a large proportion of refugees in Palestine and mainly in Gaza. Therefore, the politics of how service provision and health services are very much divided and not in sync, even though several efforts have been made to elaborate and have unified policies and approaches. We have been successful in many areas, but this is how it is for the time being. Further, there's a weak health insurance, even though there is emphasis that there's a need for it. We lack specialized care and equipment that is essential in many clinics and hospitals to assure quality and appropriate care. The cadre of health professionals is not as much. And further, community health workers are not part of the health system in the ministry yet. And our demographic area emphasized that we're not a developing country anymore. The three causes of death reported from the past years include the heart disease, 26%, cerebrovascular disease, 12%, and cancer, 11%. So given these constraints, we're having the challenges of any modernized culture or context. The Ministry of Health has always tried to find ways to tackle these problems, and primary health care has been a strength. Well, it's cheaper to work with primary health care than to invest in hospitals and tertiary care. And in its strategic plan in 2008-2011, the Ministry of Health has tried its best to focus on these areas. Yet when we go into the field and observe what's happening, it's still a biomedical system, even though the NGOs are working a lot in emphasizing the core of primary health care. And with this transition of the disease pattern, we find an influx of people just running to hospitals instead of finding the proper care within their communities. So why community health workers? If we're working on a health reform project, it's very big. And yeah, even in the US, your major challenge right now is health reform. For us in Palestine, the project tried to look for key initiatives that can support reform, and something very small, a successful example, can take a lead in this reform. And I do not have to explain to you why community health workers are important. Within their communities, they're agents of change, they provide service, they promote healthcare and education in isolated, vulnerable areas where people cannot access the central health service center. A community health worker can be a communicator between these two areas. Further, they are great community mobilizers. If you empower them with certain skills and essential education, they can play wonders. And further, we know that they have access to home visits, the local groups and committees, public health, water sanitation, because they see within their communities what are the major problems that a clinic should be tackling. It's different sometimes in the south than in the north or even in the center of the West Bank. I keep saying it's a very small country, but the demographics and culture are very different between the districts. And of course, community health workers play a key role in entering school, health facilities. They even can play a role in local councils and workplaces. This, not to forget that WHO since 1984 have emphasized their role as key agents of change, and we need to build on successful examples There are several literature and studies showing the interventions of community health workers had played key roles in improving health in various communities. I'm not going to discuss literature about this. But in Palestine, community health workers have not been something new. Since the late 70s, several grassroots community individuals started with volunteer work. There was no country, there was occupation, there was war, and these volunteers started to be empowered to serve populations of need. Various programs started in the 80s by different organizations, and that's most probably by social movements, we have to agree. Yet they played key roles in helping mothers and children and elderly health. The process for approval of one of the program came in 1997 after the declaration of a so-called country in Palestine. And one of the only programs that was approved was a two-year program, a diploma. Yet even though the Ministry of Health said, it's great, it's wonderful, you have this program, but it was not formalized or approved as something they would integrate into the system. The Minister of Education took a leading role when they were doing their quality improvement reviews about health programs, and they accredited the diploma program as an academic degree. So health workers were not just volunteers anymore. They are accounted as educated women. And that was a big step for us. Community Health Work Association was established to improve the status and outreach program. So now we do have somebody like Cindy advocating for the rights of community health workers. So even though it's a country of doctors and male dominated, we're empowering women, sort of speaking. Yet even with the rich history that the community health workers have played in, we see a lot of challenges. There is no unified training program approved. I did mention that there was one college approved for a two-year diploma program, but yet we still see a lot of organizations that give certain degrees. It ranges from 2 months training to 2 years. We have no certification of graduates as part of the health. They're not considered even health professionals. They're just a diploma graduate. And no licensing to have a clear job description. It made me comfortable to see that, you know, a big country like the US, we have the same challenges in that field. Most importantly, our vision for a unified strategy on community health worker role and their services, even though they are a cornerstone in a comprehensive, holistic approach to healthcare, is not unified. We still need to work on occupational regulation, on workforce development. We need to accredit these people. And this is where our focus has been, an $86 million project, and we're working with community health workers as part of initiating change. And how we did this? We first initiated the discussion to review the program and content of teaching for community health work graduates. We needed to emphasize that there needs to be a unified national standards for community health workers. She's not just a server, she's not a servant, she's not only a doctor helper or a nurse supporter. A community health worker has a community role, and we needed to make sure that they are not being recruited as just supporting in a health clinic. They had a wider role to communicate with, and further, we needed to assure that they will obtain some kind of certification and licensing to enable them to do the work they have to do. And we started with initiating a task force. The task force was made of a project team, the Health Sector Reform and Development Project, and the accredited Community Health College that I said was approved, the Community Health Worker Association, and the Ministry of Health Primary Healthcare Directorate. Notice up to this time, we do not have something called a Director of Community Health Worker in our health department because community health workers are not in the health system yet. So it was important to review the standards and policy and curricula to assure that we are standardizing. The task force also recommended changes that will lead to standardizing requirement, drafted licensing requirement and clear job descriptions, and a paper policy was made. This paper policy had to be presented to key stakeholders. Conclusions were discussed with the various sectors, not only the Ministry of Health, but also with the NGOs who recruit the majority of health workers. So far, about 65% of graduates since 1997 are employed or working. we could have a lot more if they were licensed. And finally, a report and policy paper for the Ministry of Health was submitted, and their approval was to be requested. Further, several workshops on licensing took place, which is similar to your advocacy work. Recommendations were translated into a draft of new laws and bylaws. It was essential that we don't just start again from 1997 when the ministry says, okay, we agree, but then when you come to implement, there's nothing that regulates the role or approves that such people are important in the health system. In May 2010, the proposed draft laws and bylaws for licensing were submitted to the minister. That was a great achievement, and I have to tell you that the community health workers for the first time are feeling really empowered to take a lead role. Further, once the policy and draft laws are submitted to the minister, by default, it will be submitted to the ministerial cabinet for approval. It doesn't stop at here, because if you are submitting a law, you need a plan on how to implement this law and how to follow it up and assure that human resources adopt these job descriptions and status of community health workers within their budgetary and management issues. Now we are waiting for the licensing, and we believe that once licensing is approved, social justice is just right there. It is there, but the community health worker will be more and further empowered as leaders of change, not only as agents of change. The community have, if they are licensed and approved, they will have broader access to health services, reaching deprived communities. As I said, with the blockades, the wall, the checkpoints, many families cannot reach the health service. A community health worker will have its own capacity to work within its community and link it to the nurses and doctors who are in the field, in their centers or in the hospitals and directorates. Here we are talking about basic human rights for healthcare. Once we have a better link between the Ministry of Health and the local community, there'll be more equity into health services. Not only the person who has money for transportation can reach and get the service. We have to remember, if we are licensing and unifying the standards of the role of a community health worker, they will become an integrated workforce. So far, the Ministry of Health lists doctors, nurses, paramedics, pharmacists, dentists, yet there is no such thing as a community health worker as of this time. In our context, all community health workers are women. And in our culture, it's easier for women to enter a home. And if we are talking about empowering communities, women have to take a leading role. And we have very successful stories where women who were trained in the two-year program and were becoming popular, they actually ran for office in their village and town councils. And really, it's empowering to see women. They're competing with doctors at some point because they realize the real needs of the context they live in. We have to emphasize, without working with the Ministry of Health, this wouldn't happen. Because a lot of the time, the government feels threatened when outsiders come and want to implement something. And by trying to empower the Ministry of Health to take a leading role in regulating and policy making of whether it's the curricula or the laws, we assure that there is sustainability and consistency in our messages, and further, like my colleague said, we assure that they are integrated into the workforce. I find our best practices have also been practiced within your context. We need to emphasize that we need to bring all stakeholders together. At some point, if we do have a director of community health worker, we hope maybe they can work with the association and the government to emphasize the need to elaborate more. We need to engage all health actor to unify the vision. Again, a community health worker is not a woman slave in a health structure. She is a key agent for change, and she can do wonders if she wants and is able and empowered. And we advocate for targeting health priorities in reform by women-led initiatives. And, you know, women know what's best for their families most of the time. Of course, this program is Very simple. Once it's unified, it can be replicated into any of the contexts that are similar to our situation, or even into the neighboring Mediterranean or Middle Eastern Arab countries. So that would be a success if we do so. And finally, this is a picture of from one of the kids in the NGOs the flagship project is supporting. And I thank you for your attention.